Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Calleth Unto Deep. This is Jeremy Lopez today with you, and I hope everyone's doing great today out there and on listening to this podcast. And I tell you, today, you know, is a really great day because I want to take a couple of moments to talk to people about the law of detachment. The law of detachment. Now, when we're dealing with the law of detachment, we have to look and understand that, you know, we've heard the old sayings before that, you know, man, it's like having a ball and chain, or me, you know, that person's divorced, and so they must have a big, baggage with them. They have a lot of baggage with them, or we hear these stories about things like that. But the truth of the matter is, folks, I think every one of us have, to some degree, a type of baggage or attachment with us, whether it's from people we've been with, you know, physically, whether it's people we've been married to, maybe it's friends, maybe it's a job, maybe it's situations where you feel, you know, your limitations of what you can't do, you know, could be your actual baggage. And it's time, I think, we're in a season now where a lot of us in the church are wanting to go forward. A lot of us are wanting to go forward in the things of, you know, the kingdom, and also in the things of the destiny that God has for us. But it's really hard to go forward in the destiny that lies before us when right now, in the now moment, present tense reality speaks to us and says, hey, you know what? You're heavy. You got a lot of stuff on you. And, you know, sometimes we look and we think, well, you know, yeah, man, I got a lot of stuff on me. But, you know, it could also be even just being overweight. It could be, you know, things, elements upon us, or it could be even just the weight we carry naturally. I think spiritually, soulishly, and naturally, a lot of us carry a lot of heaviness with us because maybe of low self-esteem, maybe because of issues of, you know, maybe woundedness, rejection, abandonment. You know, we tend to carry things with us for a long period of time, do we not? And I think within our lifespan, we pretty much probably attach thousands upon thousands of things to ourselves because we basically can't learn to let go. You know, the old saying, let go and let God. Well, the truth of the matter is, a lot of times it's hard for people to let go and actually to let God. But here's another, you know, reality check. What if we let go and let us? Not just let God, but let us. You know, it's the same thing of really looking at our lives and thinking, isn't it time for me to accelerate? You know, it's great that we let go and let God begin to come in, because we should and we need to let God come in and sort of break us of things. But the truth is, folks, God can't break us of things until we're ready to let it go. And I think a lot of times we need to be healed from things, and a lot of times we need to learn, why are we actually holding on to things? Because if we don't learn why we're actually holding on to things and learn from the aspects of why we can't seem to quote-unquote let it go, then we're never really going to get over anything. And we're just going to keep on attracting other things into our lives that we want to cling to. And the truth is, folks, a lot of people I know in my life love to cling to things. They cling to the riches of what they have. They cling to people. They can't, you know, they're people. They think they're, you know, a people person, when in actuality, they just are very codependent upon people and humanity because they're scared to be by themselves. Or maybe they feel as if that, you know, I've got low self-esteem, so I have to be able to gravitate towards something always to do. You know, I've got to keep myself busy all the time. I know a lot of people who love to keep themselves busy simply because they don't like to really be still and know. And through that, we have to learn to let go and let God, and let go and let us. Let us begin to really face the situation. You know, in Ezekiel, the Bible says, show us the house to the house. Show us the form and the fashion thereof. Which means it's time that we take a good look at ourselves. You know, we're the house needing to look in the mirror at the house. You know, we're in this form, whatever form it is that you are in right now, of what form that maybe the world's done to you, you've done yourself, you know, or whatever, you know, goes on. You know, the truth of the matter is, we have to look at that form of what we're in, the shape that we're in right now in the mirror, and come to reality checks and realize, wait a minute, why am I still looking like this? Why am I still walking like this? Why am I still carrying this load? You know, why are these things happening to me? You know, why do I keep on attracting the same thing over and over again? Maybe it's because we don't want to let go of those things. And a lot of times we wonder, and this is the truth, folks, when you think about psychologically, you know, and subconsciously, we don't want to let go of things, and so we continue to attract the same thing over and over again, and yet we really feel as if, man, why do I keep on getting the same stuff? over and over again, why do I keep on getting the same bad dude? Why do I keep on getting the same bad girl? Why do I keep on getting the same bad job? You know, why are things continuously, you know, not leaving my life? Because the truth is, once again, psychology-wise and, you know, psychological-wise, we don't want to let go of these things. And we think we do. We have to learn this season, under the law of detachment, we've got to learn to let go and know why we need to let go. Be empowered to realize that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Which means I don't have want for anything. I don't have need for anything. You know, I was talking of earlier with the Lord, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I wanted to talk about a little bit of the law of detachment, but then on the other hand, I want to talk about the law of pure potentiality. Because, you know, when you think about the law of pure potentiality, we think of the fact that we are full of potential to get the job done, to do anything, you know, to understand that there's nothing on earth I cannot do, I cannot accomplish, I can't overcome, because I am a victor. And knowing that I'm a victor and not a victim means that the potentiality in me of creativeness means I can create anything I want to create. And here's the great thing about this, if you think about it. I can create anything I want to in God or out of God. Now, not that we want to create anything quote-unquote out of God, not that we really can be out of God, but as far as maybe out of what God wants for us through His will, you know, we still can do that. Now, even though we don't want to do that, it still lets you know how powerful God has created us to be. And that is, you know, that we can create in and out of God. We can create good things, bad things, ugly things. We can create life or death. We can create something in our atmosphere too that will totally eradicate the old paradigm and bring forth and birth forth a brand new beginning of something that we've never known before. Just like in Genesis, you know, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Well, guess what? We, you know, we have that same potentiality to do that. And because of that, we have to begin to understand, if I'm going to create, and if I'm truly, fully potential, that I've got to learn to detach myself from things that are doing me harm, things that are no good for me. And the truth of the matter is, folks, we've got to learn to detach ourselves from people. You know, we're notorious, especially in the Western world, we're notorious to surround our lives with people constantly. And trust me, I'm a huge people person. I love people. I love to be around people. You know, I'm a city boy. Therefore, I love to be around city folk, you know. But the truth of the matter is, I also love to be by myself, and I love the enjoyment of my company. I love the enjoyment of my Father, the presence of my, you know, my Heavenly Father with me as well. And through that, I have to understand that in order for me to truly captivate the wholeness that God wants me to walk in, that I am already, I've got to learn to detach myself from things that subconsciously I have set as a foundation in my life that keep me bound in a place of comfort, to say, I need this, I have to have this. And then I lock it away in my brain, thinking, yep, sure, I love spending time by myself, when in actuality, I know that there are foundation pieces that are still there, that are keeping me. Now, there's nothing wrong with having comfortable things. Let's just face it. There's nothing wrong with having things in our lives that are comfortable or foundational. God doesn't want to make us miserable. What God wants for us is He wants us to be on a foundation that is solid, secure, that when the winds blow, and if it blows everything away, if the winds blow and brings change to us, that we're going to be okay. And the joy of the Lord is still going to be my strength, that I will have unspeakable joy and full of glory, that no matter what happens, I'm going to stay intact. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to change for anyone. I'm going to be able to evolve the way that I need to evolve according to what God has called me to evolve into through His destiny. And so through that, I've got to learn to let go and detach myself of everything that serves me in a way that keeps me from moving on in the future. And the truth is, we have a lot of memories, folks, a lot of things in our past that we need to detach ourselves from. You know, if thoughts are energy, which we've understand from science that thoughts are pure energy. And because thoughts are pure energy, then that means we've got, let's just face it, folks, this is nothing. Once again, I'm so glad we have a mature audience, you know, that understands these things, as opposed to those who really can't get past the paradigm of thinking something is religious like New Age. But if you think about the thoughts being pure energy, which science backs that up completely, lately, that means we have a lot of negative energy flowing in our veins that we are keeping there. And imagine, folks, imagine. Now, if we know that everything in the universe is vibrational and everything has a frequency level and a frequency wave, then if we think that the fact that everything is particles versus waves, then we understand that because of that, you know, what frequency are we moving in? What are we vibrating in our lives right now that we're attracting in our lives constantly that we really don't want, or nor do we really need? And so we have to learn to sort of look at our lives, examine, and think to ourselves, you know, am I moving in the wholeness of my being, or am I moving into the wholeness of my attachments to everything I own and everyone around me? Because if all that falls and everything fails in my life, where will that leave me? And so we have to learn to understand that where I am today is not going to be where I am tomorrow. And where I am, you know, tomorrow will not be where I will be in 2 years from now. And the things around me, it's like the old song, you know, and the things of earth will soon pass away. You know, understanding that when I move into my future, things around me will always evolve, get older. Some things will die. Some people will die. Some things will gravitate away from me. Some people gravitate away from me, and some new things will come in my life. Some new faces, some new places, some new things. And through that, we have to understand that change is a powerful, powerful, great thing for us. Change is something we should welcome. But in order to truly adapt to the change in which God wants us to move into and adapt to, that's healthy for us to maintain our wholeness, is to really let go and detach ourselves of everything that keep us in this place, that keep us heavy, that keep us not been able to move from glory to glory, that keeps us not really progressing and evolving into being stronger people in the Lord, from progressing and evolving maybe into new jobs, new relationships. You know, and here's another one, folks, that truly I've understood in my life through all the courses I've done and everything I've, all my studies throughout the years, and watching people evolve in their lives, is a lot of times a lot of people can't seem to evolve into even making more money, evolving into a greater realm of prosperity even. And people will, man, they'll bind devils, they'll fight everything, they'll blame the spirit of poverty, when the truth of the matter is we haven't taken up responsibility upon ourselves. Quit blaming the devil so much and blame ourselves and blame the mindset that we have caught ourselves in, because the mindset, the carnal mind of man, is what? The enemy of God. So because of that, we need to learn to take a look at ourselves and blame the carnal mind that we're holding on to that's keeping us from prospering when the devil's nowhere around. Because a lot of times we have to take a deep, hard look and understand that it is in the process of ourselves that what is it that we are processing inside of us. Am I processing a woe is me mentality? A, you know, it'll never happen to me mentality? You know, I'll never have any more than I have now mentality? You know, I can never afford anything. I can never be anything. I can never get a better job mentality. What is it that is being processed in you constantly? There's a flow. There's a river. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, if there's rivers of living water in there, that means there's got to be some type of energetic flow in us that maybe could possibly be negative as well, that we're stirring up and or creating. Because if there's good in us, for lack of better words, then there's got to be something in us that we have to be careful about that we're not creating that's bad in us as well. And so therefore, if I've got negative energy of called thoughts in my brain that's constantly telling me no, 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 I can't do this, I can't do that, I'll never be anything, I'll never afford anything, you know, I'll never have more money than I am, you know, I wish I had what so-and-so had, all these different negative, you know, things and thoughts of energy that's flowing around in my brain, when that happens, then it's going to block out everything from being attracted in my life that I really desperately need in order to go to a higher level in God and be more than what I am today. And tomorrow, I should be more than I am today. And so you have to learn to really take a deep, hard look and realize what actually is holding me back that I need to detach myself from. Because the law of detachment says you've got to learn to let go. And anything and everything, folks, that is not serving you in the capacity of expansion and serving you, pushing you forward to new heights and new depths and seeing new creative levels. If something in your life is keeping you in an old paradigm, you've got to cut it off, detach from it, just like the baby in the umbilical cord from the mother. You've got to cut it off and let that thing live on its own. Because here's the truth of the matter. How many things in your life that you're attached to that you are pumping, keeping it alive still? When you need to cut off the life source of negative energy, you're pouring into it and feeding it just like you would feed a snake. You know, a lot of things in our lives, we're feeding like snakes and we're keeping it alive when the whole time God's like, if you cut it off, if you eradicate it, if you detach yourself from it, you'll starve it to death and it can no longer exist in your life. And that's what we need to do. And that's why so many people, listen to me now, folks, that's why so many people find themselves being human doers and not human beings. Because human doers require that I've got to keep moving and keeping things alive and keep up with the Joneses and make sure everything around me is pumping, you know, the blood in it to keep it alive. Because if not, I don't know what to do. I'll freak out because, you know, everything around me that's comfortable to me, because I don't like change, if it falls or if something is fragmented around me or cut off or whatever, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's how people think. When you learn to detach yourself and starve everything that no longer serves you and keeps you moving into the future, then you're going to see a brightness of His coming. You're going to begin to see such a powerful, the dawning of a new day, that it will totally blow you away and you'll be so blessed. A lot of times people ask me, how come I'm not creative like you? How come I don't seem to get creative thoughts like you? How come I'm not creating things in my life and I don't seem to, you know, this attraction stuff, you know? I'm not attracting things in my life like I hear you attracting. And the truth is, folks, I am attracting things in my life that are phenomenal, totally phenomenal, totally phenomenal. I mean, if I was to tell you the people that I'm supposed to have a meeting with from Oprah, truthfully, to people in Beverly Hills. I mean, that's what I'm attracting in my life, folks. You know, and it's not because I'm special. And it's not because I live this amazing dream life and you don't know. It's because I've learned to cut off everything in my life that is no longer serving me, that no longer can push me to the next level. And if things are not pushing me to the next level, I got to say adios, amigos. I got to get rid of it. And some things in your life, you just have to learn to bless and let go. And even some people in your life, you know, there's some amazing, great people. And trust me, I am surrounded by very close best friends, family members. I am surrounded by a big group of people that I trust and they trust me. I'm close to. I can let my, as the old saying is, I can let my hair down, even though I don't have that much hair left, with certain people. Because there's a network of people that I trust in my inner circle. You should have an inner circle as well. But those that are on the outer courts that you're trying to constantly reach out to and they're reaching out to you and, man, you're just working hard at it because you're trying to be a human doer and just on and on and on and it's just not working. And you know what? If it's not working, folks, then don't make it work. If things are not happening and flowing energetically as far as just flowing together and simultaneously in your life, then you know what? Don't force them to happen. I think the main thing for a lot of Christian people, especially the charismatic move, is we try to force, for lack of better words, almost like, you know, leveraging the universe. We want to, you know, make everything work. We try to fit it and we try to make it work. And the truth is, once you do that, folks, then you're going to have to keep that up. You're going to have to keep on working at it to make it live and survive. That's not what we're called to do. We're called to create something that will flow simultaneously, energetically, and synchronicity, easy. Because that's the will of God does. The will of God flows in synchronicity. It flows perfectly. In timing, and seasons, it flows exactly the way God wants it to flow. But if I'm having to force something to make it work, you know, I'm working hard at being a human doer at the time, then you know what? I'm gonna continue the rest of my life to be worn out make something work, and I'll never attract anything new because I haven't let go of the things that I'm trying to force and make it work. So here's the plan, folks. If you know people in your life that maybe, for example, maybe they're not good for you, maybe they are bad people, or maybe they're just really good people, but yet you just find yourself over and over again trying to just make this thing work, man. I've been trying to go out to dinner with them for a year. I've been trying to do this. They've been trying to do this. If it's not flowing for you, it's okay to let go. It's okay to bless and say, hey, you know what? One day, if it works, it just works. If our paths cross, and you know what? Praise God, they just cross. And when they do, we'll know it's a God timing and a God thing. If it doesn't, it's perfectly fine. You know, one of the things I had to come into place to understand in my life is I can't be a friend to everyone. I'm not called to be a friend to everyone, and neither are you. I'm not called to please everyone. I'm not called to be a prophet or a teacher or what I do in my ministry or life to everyone. Not everyone's going to like what I preach and teach, and not everyone's going to love it, and some people will love it as if it's life, you know, to them. But you have to understand who is your audience and who is called into your life right now. And who might be exiting your life right now? And what needs to be gone from your life right now? And what do you need to enter into right now? And what new level of finances do you need to enter into this moment? But in order to do that, you've got to learn to let go of the mindset of poverty. Let go of the mindset of what you've been cursing yourself with through your mouth. You know, you've got to learn to let go. So today, I want you to walk away from this broadcast understanding that the law of detachment is here for you. And it's the best, healthiest law that there is. Because when we learn to let go and let God and then let us begin to really put our mind the way that God wants us to start thinking properly towards a world that is of things that are constantly moving and evolving and shifting. And when we begin to move in the constant flow of learning to let go as well, our life is going to be amazing, folks. And I can promise you right now, you will see brand new activity, brand new creativeness, and brand new things attracting to your life once you let go of something. You know, the old saying, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. I remember watching Big Bang Theory one time when that TV show was, during an episode, and it was Sheldon, you know, who's highly intelligent, who really can't comprehend a lot of, you know, normal things, you know, and because he's so smart. And then Penny, the next door neighbor girl, who's a little bit, you know, blonde. Blind, you know, and has that sort of, you know, what we say, the dumb blind mentality, you know, and something had went on with him, and she said, well, you know, Sheldon, when one door closes, another door opens, and he looks at her, and he says, no, it doesn't, it's not scientifically, you know, true, and of course, everyone laughed at that moment, but the truth is, it's something we can't understand, but we know that it's God, that we know that when we let go, God steps in and gives us something new. Put it this way. It's like, we'll close with this. It's like, picture your body, this body of energy and light, that your body of energy and light is like a cup. And once it gets filled to capacity with things, God can't fill it with anything else because you're already filled up with yourself. You're filled up with everything that you like. But the more that we pour ourselves out, the more that He's able to pour Himself into us. And that's what we want. Because everybody knows you don't want stagnant water. You don't want anything stagnant. You don't want bread that's been sitting out for a long time. You don't want food that's been sitting out for a long time. You don't want anything in creation sitting out for a long time because it's going to begin to be bad for you after a while. So don't be bad to yourself, for yourself, and don't be bad for other people. Learn to flow it out, and God will fill you back up with something new. Well, you guys have a blessed day today. Thank you again for tuning into the broadcast. I encourage you guys, make sure you go to the website, identitynetwork.net, sign up to receive our daily emails, and also be on the lookout here in the next couple of weeks. We're having a brand new school released called School of Creativity. You guys are going to love it. I'm going to teach you how to actually create within your life. So God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.